All right, so today we are going to be tackling the SARMs ultimate stack.
Okay.
You guys have sent over some research on this,
Right.
specifically some excerpts from SARMs ultimate stack, the comprehensive guide.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, and we're gonna help break it all down for you.
Cool.
So this guide focuses on SARMs,
Okay.
which stands for selective androgen receptor modulators. I know that sounds a little intimidating, but
Yeah.
essentially,
Yeah.
they're designed to mimic the effects of anabolic steroids,
Right.
supposedly with fewer side effects.
Yeah, that's the big selling point that the guide really plays up.
Right.
But here's where it gets interesting.
Okay.
SARMs aren't actually FDA approved for human consumption. They're
Hold on.
legally sold for research purposes only.
So there's a little bit of a red flag right there,
Yeah,
right off the bat.
for sure.
We're talking about something that's not officially sanctioned
Right.
for the use that it's being marketed
FDA.
for. And this ultimate stack,
Yeah.
it combines five different SARMs, each with its own supposed benefit.
It does. Yeah, we're talking Ibuta 677 for muscle recovery, Stina 9-dimer-9 for cutting and endurance,
Okay.
Ostaad 2866 for muscle growth and strength.
Right.
Then you've got Lingan 4033 for building lean muscle mass,
Row.
and finally Cetine 501516 for cutting and increasing energy levels.
So they're really hitting all the major points
Yeah.
for anyone looking to transform their body, whether they're a beginner
Right.
or a seasoned athlete. The
Exactly.
guide even suggests it's a good alternative
Yeah.
for those looking to avoid traditional steroids.
It positions it as a sort of all-in-one solution for physique enhancement.
Interesting.
But while it emphasizes natural ingredients,
Right.
that claim should be taken with a grain of salt,
Okay.
especially given the lack of FDA approval.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And the guide also mentions specific dosages and cycle lengths,
Okay.
typically 8 to 12 weeks, which are more in line with potent pharmaceuticals
Right.
than your average herbal supplement.
That's a really important point.
It is.
It's easy to get swept up in the promises,
Right.
but you have to remember that we're dealing with substances
Yeah.
that can have powerful effects on the body.
For sure.
So now I'm curious, how does this stack actually claim to work?
Well, according to the guide, the magic happens at the cellular level.
Okay.
These SARMs are designed to stimulate androgen receptors
Okay.
in muscle and bone tissue.
Androgen receptors, those are the same receptors that testosterone binds to, right?
You got it.
Okay.
So by stimulating these receptors, the stack supposedly triggers increased protein synthesis,
Right.
which is essential for building muscle,
Okay.
and it enhances fat metabolism,
Gotcha.
helping you shed fat more effectively.
So in theory, you're getting a double whammy,
Yeah.
building muscle while burning fat.
Exactly.
But we have to talk about the potential downsides.
Right.
What kind of risks are we looking at here?
Well, the guide does mention some potential side effects,
Okay.
which is good to see.
Yeah.
They list hormonal imbalances,
Okay.
liver toxicity, cardiovascular issues, and even testosterone suppression.
And those aren't just, minor inconveniences. We're talking about serious health concerns.
Absolutely.
So following those recommended dosages and cycle lengths is critical.
It is.
And speaking of cycles,
Yeah.
the guide also stresses the importance of post-cycle therapy,
Yes.
or PCT, after completing a cycle of the stack.
PCT is crucial.
Okay.
It's all about helping your body recover and restore natural hormone levels
Okay.
after being exposed to these potent compounds.
So it's not as simple as popping a few pills
Right?
and seeing instant results. There's a
No.
whole process involved.
Yeah.
It requires careful planning and monitoring.
For sure.
Now, before we dive deeper into the specifics of each SARM in this stack,
Okay.
let's take a step back and look at the legal landscape.
All right.
What's the current situation with SARMs?
Well, it's a bit of a gray area,
Okay.
which is something the guide touches on.
Right.
In many countries, including the United States, SARMs are legal to buy for research purposes,
Oh, yeah.
but they're not approved for human consumption.
Gotcha.
Selling them as dietary supplements is illegal.
So you had to be very careful about
Right.
sourcing. You don't
Absolutely.
want to end up with a product
Right.
that's contaminated or mislabeled.
Exactly. And the guide actually emphasizes
Okay.
buying from reputable sources.
Yeah.
I think that's sound advice.
Definitely, you need to be extra cautious,
Yes.
especially when dealing with something that has potential health risks and legal implications.
For sure. And before we move on,
yeah.
I think it's worth mentioning that if you're interested in learning more about these legal aspects and other health-related topics, a great resource is publichealthlaw.net.
Excellent point.
Yeah.
All right. So we've covered a lot of ground already.
We have.
What SARMs are the components of this tack? The potential benefits and risks and the legal considerations. It's clear this ultimate stack is more complicated than it might appear at first glance.
It is.
But we've only just scratched the surface.
Right.
Next, we'll delve into each SARM in detail.
Right.
Examining their mechanisms and what the research says about their effectiveness and safety.
Looking forward to it.
Stay with us because things are about to get really interesting.
They are.
Okay. So let's dive into the specifics of each SARM in this ultimate stack.
All right.
The guide lays out five key components. Starting with IBEUTA 677.
Right.
It's designed for muscle recovery and lean gains.
Yeah.
But how exactly does it work?
So IBEUTA 677, also known as Nutrible.
Okay.
Works a bit differently than some of the other SARMs in the stack.
Okay.
It's what's called a growth hormone secretagogue.
Okay. I have to admit, growth hormone secretagogue.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit like something out of a science fiction movie.
It does.
What does it even
mean? Yeah. No, it's a mouthful for sure.
Yeah.
Essentially, it means that instead of directly interacting with those androgen receptors we talked about,
right,
IBEUTA 677 stimulates the production of growth hormone in your body.
So it's kind of like a roundabout way of achieving muscle growth.
Exactly.
It's not directly targeting the muscle tissue itself.
Right.
But rather prompting the body to release more growth hormone, which then leads to those desired effects.
Yeah. And the guide suggests that this can be particularly beneficial for recovery from workouts.
Okay.
And for promoting lean muscle gains.
Gotcha. So let's move on to Stina 9009.
Okay.
Which the guide promotes for cutting and endurance.
Right.
This one caught my eye because it seems to have a different focus.
Yeah.
Compared to IBEUTA 677.
Yeah, for sure.
It's not directly about building muscle.
No.
But rather about enhancing athletic performance and shedding fat.
You're right. Stina 9009 or Stenabolic takes a different approach. It's actually a RVERB agonist.
Okay. Another one of those technical terms.
Yeah.
Can you break that down for us?
Sure.
What exactly is RVERB and what does it do?
So think of RevE-ERB as a master regulator in your body.
Okay.
Specifically when it comes to your circadian rhythm and metabolism.
Mm-hmm.
By activating RevE-ERB Stina 9009 is believed to ramp up fat burning.
Okay.
Boost endurance and even improve how your body handles glucose.
So it's kind of like hitting the fast forward button on your metabolism.
Exactly.
Making your body more efficient at using energy and burning fat.
Pretty much. And that's why Stina 9009 is often included in cutting cycles.
Okay.
Which are periods where the focus is on reducing body fat while maintaining muscle mass.
So the next SARM on the list. Astatology 2866.
Yeah.
Brings us back to that more direct muscle building approach.
That does.
Yeah. Astatology 866 sounds like it's more in line with what people traditionally think of when they hear the word steroids. The guide really emphasizes its potential for significant muscle growth and strength gains.
It does. You're right. Asta 2866, also known as Osterine, is one of the most well-known and researched SARMs out there.
Interesting.
Unlike IBEUTA 677, it directly binds to those androgen receptors in muscle tissue, mimicking the effects of testosterone at the cellular level.
So it's more of a direct approach to muscle building.
Yes.
But given its potency, as the guides suggest, I imagine the potential risks are also more significant.
That's a valid point. Any substance that can exude such a powerful effect on the body comes with inherent risks. It's a trade-off that users need to be fully aware of.
For sure. Now let's move on to Ligand 4033.
Okay.
Which, according to the guide, is another muscle-building powerhouse.
It is.
How does this one differ from OSTA 2866?
Well, Ligand 4033, or Ligandrol, also directly targets those androgen receptors.
Right.
But it's often considered even more potent than OSTA 2866 in terms of its muscle-building effects.
This is like taking those muscle-building effects up a notch.
Yeah.
But with increased potency often comes increased risk.
Right, exactly. And that's something the guide doesn't shy away from.
Good.
It emphasizes that while these SARMs offer potential benefits, users need to be aware of the potential downsides and proceed with caution.
Absolutely. Now, finally, we have C-Rine 501516.
Okay.
The guide highlights its benefits for cutting and boosting energy levels.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like it has some overlap with Stina 9, Therizin 9.
You're right. There are some similarities in terms of the desired outcomes.
Okay.
But C-Dyne 501, 516, or Cardarine,
okay,
works through a different mechanism.
Right.
It's actually not a SARM, but rather a PPAR agonist.
Okay, yet another scientific term to unpack.
Right.
What exactly does PPAR do?
Okay, so PPAR plays a crucial role in how your body regulates fat metabolism and energy expenditure.
Okay.
By activating PPAR, Cardarine is believed to enhance the way your body burns fat,
okay,
boost your endurance, and even have positive effects on cardiovascular health.
Interesting. So while both Stina 9009 and Cardarine can contribute to cutting,
right,
they're achieving those results through different pathways.
Exactly. It's like having two different tools in your toolbox for tackling the same problem.
That's a great analogy.
Yeah.
And that highlights the complexity of this ultimate stack.
It does.
You're not dealing with just one substance.
Right.
But rather a combination of five different compounds.
Yeah.
Each with its own set of mechanisms, potential benefits, and potential risks.
Exactly.
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It is.
And it makes you realize that this isn't something to be taken lightly.
No.
Before even considering using something like this.
Right.
Thorough research and consultation with a healthcare professional are absolutely essential.
I couldn't agree more. Now you might be wondering how this stack compares to traditional anabolic steroids.
Right.
After all, the guide positions it as a safer alternative.
Yeah.
So in the final part of our deep dive, let's explore those comparisons and delve into the similarities and differences between SARMs and steroids.
Stay tuned, because we're about to uncover even more.
We are.
About this fascinating and complex world of performance enhancement.
Absolutely.
So we've spent the last two parts of this deep dive really breaking down this SARMs ultimate stack.
Right.
Looking at each component, understanding how it all works.
Yeah.
But I think it's time to address the elephant in the room.
Okay.
How does this stack actually compare
to
traditional anabolic steroids?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
Right.
It's something a lot of people are curious about.
For sure. The guide positions it as a sort of safer alternative.
Mm-hmm.
But is that really the case?
Well, the truth is both SARMs and steroids.
Okay.
They aim to enhance athletic performance and physique.
Right.
But they go about it in different ways.
Okay.
And with varying levels of risk.
So let's unpack that a bit.
Sure.
What are the key similarities
okay.
and differences between these two approaches?
Well, both SARMs and steroids primarily exert their effects by interacting with androgen receptors in the body.
Okay.
You can think of these receptors as docking stations for hormones like testosterone.
Right.
And they play a key role in muscle growth, fat metabolism, and even the development of male characteristics.
So both SARMs and steroids are essentially trying to hijack those same pathways.
Exactly.
But with different strategies.
Right now, steroids are synthetic hormones designed to mimic the effects of testosterone.
Okay.
They essentially flood the body with androgens, leading to rapid muscle growth, increased strength, and that enhanced athletic performance that many athletes seek.
And that's where the risk comes in.
Yeah.
We've all heard about the potential side effects of steroid use, the damage to the liver, the cardiovascular issues, the hormonal imbalances. It's not a pretty picture.
No, it's not. Yeah. And the widespread use of steroids, particularly in bodybuilding and professional athletics, has really brought those risks to the forefront.
For sure.
And it's not just physical health that's at stake.
Right.
Steroids can also have a significant impact on mental and emotional well-being.
So where do SARMs fit into all of this?
Okay.
The guide, as we've discussed, claims they offer similar benefits to steroids, but with a reduced risk profile. Is there any truth to that?
There's some scientific basis for that claim.
Okay.
SARMs are designed to be more selective in their action.
Okay.
Targeting specific androgen receptors in muscle tissue.
Right.
While minimizing their impact on other organs.
Interesting.
In theory, this targeted approach should reduce the likelihood and severity of those unwanted side effects.
This is about precision.
Yeah.
Hitting the muscle tissue.
Right.
While minimizing collateral damage to other parts of the body.
Pretty much.
It makes sense, but it's not a foolproof system, right?
Exactly. You're right to be cautious.
Yeah.
SARMs aren't a free pass.
Right.
While they may have a lower risk profile compared to steroids,
okay,
they're not without their own set of potential downsides.
Right.
As we discussed earlier, hormonal imbalances, liver toxicity, and other health issues are still possible.
And I imagine the long-term effects of SARM use are still largely unknown.
That's another important point.
Yeah.
SARMs are relatively new on the scene.
Okay.
And the research on their long-term safety is limited.
Gotcha.
We're only just starting to understand
right.
how they impact the body over extended periods of use.
So while they might seem like a tempting alternative to steroids,
yeah.
it's not a risk-free choice by any means.
Absolutely. And beyond the health risks,
yeah.
there's also the legal aspect to consider.
Okay.
While steroids are strictly regulated in many countries,
right.
the legal status of SARMs is a bit more ambiguous.
Okay.
They often fall into a gray area,
mm-hmm.
being sold as research chemicals,
right.
but finding their way into the hands of individuals
right.
looking for performance enhancement.
The guide touches on that as well,
yeah.
emphasizing the importance of sourcing SARMs from reputable suppliers.
For sure.
It's a buyer beware situation for sure.
It is. And finally, there's the ethical dimension to consider.
Okay.
Both SARMs and steroids are performance-enhancing substances.
Right.
And their use raises questions about fairness,
mm-hmm.
especially in competitive sports.
It's a complex issue with a lot of layers.
Yeah.
And it's important to engage in these conversations thoughtfully and honestly.
Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head.
Well, if you're interested in exploring these issues further.
It's okay.
And want to learn more about the legal and ethical aspects
right.
surrounding performance enhancement,
mm-hmm.
I encourage you to visit publichealthlaw.net.
Great resource.
It's a fantastic resource.
It is.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have.
This deep dive into the SARMs Ultimate Stack has been a real eye-opener.
It has.
Shedding light on the potential benefits. But more importantly, on the potential risks.
Absolutely.
And the many factors that individuals need to consider
yeah.
before making any decisions.
For sure.
About their health and well-being.
I completely agree. It's been a fascinating exploration.
It has.
And I hope our listeners have gained valuable insights
yeah.
to help them navigate this complex world of performance enhancement.
Thanks for joining us on this journey.
Appreciate it.
Remember, knowledge is power.
It is.
And informed decisions are always the best decisions.
Absolutely.
Until next time, stay curious and stay informed.
Sounds good.